Blog Talk Radio.
I was super excited because I thought a beta was starting today, and it's not starting today, and I'm crushed. You'll find out what beta I'm talking about in a little bit, because I'm sure we'll talk about it at some point, because that's what we do. We talk. I'm Snow White. I'm a little hyper because I've had some Mio energy drink, like a lot of it, so I'm very, very hyper, and I'm talking really fast, and it's really hard
Stop
for me
her.
To go.
Stop, no.
Where's okay. the chat room? I told Corey to open it.
Bitch, okay. I told you that I had closed the pages.
But every
I
time,
that.
Every time I open it, you go in and kick my ass out. So you open it up, and then I'll come in.
It's open. It's open.
All right. And that bitch right there trying to talk back to me.
I'm going to jab this pin in your eye. I'm gonna come all the way up there just to jam this pin in your eye.
That would be Corey / Gaminatrix. And you are not in the chat room. I am here by myself.
Okay.
The chat room is open.
Bitch.
Yeah. It's still not loading for me, but I'll wait
it's
a minute and try again.
We have Ginger Rocks, who agrees
Yay!
With me.
Yay!
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 Yay! And then we all have Sloth.
Oh,
I mean...
Oh, my God!
Rookie.
What's wrong with you, crackheads?
We also have Blaster up in his own howdy-do.
Hey, you know, Corey likes that song. I don't care.
What, talking about Dipilo? Oh, yes,
yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs, especially on Dance Central. Oh, that is the song to do.
I don't like it. Well, she was telling us to get it on the floor, so.
Yes, right. That's right. Yeah, Dipilo.
I have to admit, she said something like you have to give it to him or something, but if you give a man good pussy once, he is yours for life.
And that is your mistake right there, saying once. Anyway, how y'all doing?
No. Misunderstand me,
no.
You gotta do it all the time, baby. All the time.
No,
I guess 13.
I still have. I'm not done. I still have a guy who
okay.
I only have sex with one time contacting me. Like years later.
Wow.
Anyway, guess.
Wait. When he calls you, does he say, yo, this is Gary. Do you remember Gary?
Oh, my God.
If that's you. Guest 13635, if you want to actually chat with us, you can actually log in, and then you can respond to shit we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Yeah, let me give you the phone number if you want to call in. You can call in and talk with us. Please stay on topic. If you don't, you'll get booted. That's just how we are. Phone number is 347-215-7977. What are you doing, Corey? You're logging out of chat.
Because I'm having some, Chrome and I are about to break up is what's
okay.
happening.
Me and Firefox are still going strong. I don't know what you guys
I broke up with Firefox already. So me and Chrome are about to break up. It's about to be over. It's not acting right.
Firefox still calls or leaves dirty messages on her answering machine.
Yeah, that's who just calls.
Come back to me, you bitch.
Believe me if you don't want to, but I'm telling you, if you lay a man right the first time, he will be on your ass for years to come.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling him all
like, Gary, call me.
Blaster, please don't get my stalker confused with yours. You do this a lot.
His stalker don't come to the show no more.
That's right, drive him off. That's how I do it. That's how I roll.
Y'all are so mean to those poor people.
I'm not even going to, I'm going to leave that right there. I think they may still listen, but they don't come to the show.
Yeah, I have a feeling my stalker was actually a 50-year-old FBI agent and was trying to get me caught.
It's possible.
You know what? I'm going to leave this chat business alone. I will just forget it.
No, it wasn't me.
we are breaking up. I gotta come out.
Shaggy. Can we talk about the beta that I wanted to be a part of, or is that a no-no?
Well,
it involves two words that I like a lot: Steam and Gabe.
Hey, I was talking to Corey. Corey,
is she really? Did she get snippy?
Yes,
she totally just got snippy with you.
He did get snippy. That's a spanking.
No, later. I wasn't snippy with Corey. I was snippy with Blaster.
That's a spanking later.
Yay! Sweet.
Is that what it's like? Damn, I gotta be snippy.
Can it be like over the knee, kind of barehanded spanking?
Oh yes, definitely. Bare ass spanking. What are you talking about?
Oh goody. Okay.
Joe has taken his turn for the worst. Okay.
You saw the beta? No. Is that a big no-no?
For City of Steam.
You are. Oh no, Corey, you're doing the thing again.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. I don't have to deal with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let me talk about it then, because you know.
I said City of Steam.
I'm very hyper. Leave me. Okay, City of Steam. It is a new browser game. It is steampunk-ish, and it is fabulous. Gabriel, who actually gave us a sneak peek at it, was it last night or the night before? I can't remember. But he gave us a sneak peek at it. It was me, Corey, and Ginger joined us a little later, and it was so much fun. I loved it. The graphics are gorgeous. The storyline is fun, except for mine was a little wonky because they haven't finished it yet. It's a beta. Come on, guys.
I didn't get to see it because he wanted to meet you guys in that back alley, and he was wearing a trench coat. I didn't want to see what he wanted to show us.
Coffee actually has a question. He doesn't know what steampunk means. Hey, Ginger, you want to break it down since you're the steampunk aficionado?
Oh, my God. You want to know what steampunk is?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I don't think, I think there's a limit
on
the text.
The late 1800s, early 1900s would have envisioned sci-fi or the future being. So it's all steam engines, and it's cogs, and it's brass, and it's aether, and it's whimsy.
That is actually a really good explanation.
It really is. That's why I wanted her to do it, because I knew she'd be good at it.
That's good.
That's her thing.
I love me some steampunk.
Mm-hmm.
Did good.
Yeah. So steampunk, and Dark One just said Google it. Oh, come on, Dark, be nice. So yeah, the game is actually awesome. If you have a chance to go to it's thecityofsteam.com. They have a closed beta happening. You guys, I'm telling you, you'll love it. We were only in there for what, 2 hours? 2.5 hours?
2.5 hours.
Something like that, yeah.
And I love it. I love it already.
Now, you're neglecting the part is that there is an interview that we did with the...
Well, I was going to let you say that because I wasn't sure if you wanted me to mention it or not.
Well, yeah, we just don't have it up. It should go up sometime around midnight. And with it, the reason why I'm telling you this is you guys have to listen because we got keys for closed beta that you will only get from listening to the interview. There will be references made. I will ask you questions on Twitter. There will be a quiz. Damn it.
Yep. How many do we have total?
You don't get it.
I think we have 8.
Mm-hmm. We do have 8.
Now, you can go elsewhere and say you want to try to win them, because I've seen a couple of sites that are saying you have to win them. But you know how we roll here? We don't say just win them. We just ask you questions. You don't have to register. You don't have to sign up. We just tell you to say what we need you to say. That's it.
Mm-hmm. We're easy like that.
Oh, my God. She went there. Wow.
No, ma'am.
What?
No, ma'am.
What happened was,
but really, if you guys do get to play the game, seriously, I was fascinated by the graphics. I just can't help it.
Gorgeous, isn't it? Just beautiful.
Oh, my God.
So much detail.
Really?
And this is the whole group that keeps telling me, don't focus on the graphics, focus on the gameplay.
Well, no, the reason why we were so focused on the graphics last year is because it's browser-based.
Yeah.
This is not a downloadable game.
Yeah.
You don't have to go pay for anything. You don't have to download a client. You just sign up and start playing. And it is so amazingly
and if
smooth.
if you put it in full screen mode, you can't even tell it's a browser game. I mean, it is amazing. It was
just fucking sexy.
Yeah, I was amazed. I don't know how.
Was it really? Was it that kind of game?
It was that kind of game.
Well, I got
our hands below
the
desk.
Armor,
I'll be checking it out right now.
Gabriel gave us a little sneak peek of armor too, and the armor he gave me, I looked hot as shit.
Oh man, we were awesome.
She might not have had much on, but she looked dangerous.
Right?
No, my favorite. The motorcycle.
Oh, wait a minute.
And the little pets. I love the little pets.
Hey, Dark One wants to know where he can find the interview at.
It's not up on the site yet, but soon we'll be posting it.
It'll be available
right
around
midnight.
Yeah, midnight our time is when it will be available for you to listen to.
Yes.
Now, Ginger is there, but she came in late, and we had to cut that down. I'm sure you all didn't want to listen to 2.5 hours of us, although y'all adore us. And at a later date, we might release the whole thing.
I got to tell you, the whole thing would be hilarious. We were so just, ooh, shiny. Ooh, look shiny. Ooh, water. Ooh, dust mode. Ooh, shiny.
Candy. It's a candy.
Yes, it was a piece of candy.
I bet. If you're involved, it's always a piece
really,
of candy.
It was gorgeous.
Aw, that was kind of sweet, Blaster.
I meant it in the most dirtiest, filthiest way.
It was still sweet.
I'll take this game out. It sounds tempting.
Well, you
actually.
already have a key, so you're covered. But the rest of you, even if you don't get a closed beta key, keep an eye out for it. And if you do manage to get in the beta, especially our people, if we give you a key, please don't embarrass us and go in there talking about the game is not finished or something's wrong or my such and such is not working. This game is stupid. You all know, we've been telling you here for the past, I don't know, umpteen years, beta means not finished.
Yes.
You should marvel at what
it is. Tell us and listen, but we tell you.
Don't embarrass
you. Oh, and I actually looked up on the site how long the beta lasts, and there's actually 4 different betas just for a few days each. Mm-hmm. And the reason they do that is they'll have one beta, and they'll take all of the suggestions and the bug reports that people put in, and they'll work on those, and then that'll give them time for when the next beta comes out, they'll put out the new stuff, and they're going to add new stuff with every beta, because I was actually doing a little research online on their website. So, and I'm fairly sure that the beta key will work for each of those instances, because they want the same people to test it out and to see if they can find the same bugs and see if their bugs were fixed. And they also mentioned something. It is possible that your character might be wiped between betas, but they're going to try not to do that because they want to let people reach higher levels because that's how you test the higher levels, is you let people reach higher levels. So there is 4 separate betas on there. You can find out the information, again, at cityofsteam.com. Lots of good stuff on there.
Just give me an end level character, and I'll test all
that
your
is so
stuff.
Boring. I want to
exactly.
I don't know. One thing about betas, I have to say that I really just as a QA as a professional QA tester, I feel like that's cheating. But that's okay. I mean, I understand when game companies have to do it if they don't have a lot of money for a big QA department. I understand that. But
well, no, they definitely don't because they're a small indie company.
Right.
So this is going to be the best thing for them. But we're trying to help them, guys. This game is doing some amazing things. I mean, I played a browser-based game, Mabinogi. Have y'all played that? That is the most annoying.
No.
I think I did
it's
play
an annoying game. Name, though. I don't like that name.
It's an annoying game. if you still have to download a client with that one. So I'm very excited to see what they've done. And if this is what it looks like in a closed beta, when it goes live, again, super amazing. Those of you who remember playing Shadows of the Colossus on PS3, there's a Colossus in it. Yeah, you
is
can
there
see.
Shadows in it?
He's kind of shadowy now. He's just standing there because it's closed beta. And I'm not going to give away. We don't want to give away all the secrets. You know, we have to give away the one secret though, the one we were excited about.
Which one secret?
I don't know. I don't know if we can give that away.
Yes, we can.
I don't know if we can.
Nah, but wait. You can listen to the interview.
That's right.
We'll tell Blaster later. He'll know.
I do want to mention
all your secrets.
You don't know all of mine, baby.
I want to know them.
I do want to mention, before we get away from the subject, that if you want to support this game, and trust me, it deserves support, because this is an awesome game. Like, they have so many different races. They have orcs, they have humans, they have elves, they have 2 different races of elves, one like kind of like a dark elf, but they're very pale, like they're the, quote, evil kind or whatever.
You.
And they have 3 different races of or 3 different kinds of humans. They have a whole bunch of different races. They have 4 different classes, your tank, your DPS, your healer, and your DPS caster. They have all of this stuff going on, and it's very in-depth, and there's so much going on. You can actually support them by buying a collaborator pack, okay? You can get a collaborator pack by going to their website, and there's a button up at the top in green called collaborator pack. I bought one myself because I really like the game. And you can 10, 15, 25, 50, all the way up to $500. And you get different things to go with it. Like I got, you can reserve a name. You get Electrum, which is like in-game currency to buy items, but not items that you can only get with Electrum. This is just you able to get them a little easier. You get an OS. You can get a browser add-ons for your computer. You get all this other stuff that goes on with each tier of money that you buy, and of course, the more that you give, the more that you get. That's basically how it is. So you can do this. Go to cityofsteam.com, collaborator pack, green button up at the top. Very worth it. Trust me, very worth it.
All right, now we've got to move on to the show.
And for those of you in the chat, there's actually a video I posted, by the way, of some gameplay for City of Steam.
Because it is lovely.
This looks pretty good. I have to admit, I'm very impressed with it.
It's awesome.
It's going to be, you MMOers are going to love it to death.
Yes, I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I had to force myself to go to sleep, let me just tell you.
Me too. Oh, my God. I was like, I really need to go, guys.
No, even after you guys left, I was running around like, I just want to catch the train and go, I need to go sleep. I just want to catch the train. I just catch the train one time. I'll be good. Bring me some coffee, baby. I'm going to catch this train. Like, why are you up? I have to stay. The train is coming. I hear it. Then you hear the whistle.
Wow.
It's just that good. Like, I was really, really happy with that.
I was a bad girl.
Ooh, you deserve a spanking.
I'm going to cover my eyes.
No, you're not. I see you peeking through them fingers.
I didn't hear nothing. I didn't see nothing.
This from the girl who wears see-through clothing in Second Life all day, every day. I'm just going to walk away. I'm going to find my own beaver. You know what? Let me just tell y'all, by the way. Okay, so me and Chrome are probably going to break up, but guess who is courting me?
Who?
Internet Explorer.
What?
He is working and watch me pop up in the chat.
That's a damn lie.
It would seem it would be a vicious lie. It is not.
Hey, how so?
I love you. That's what it said. Baby, I love you. I'm going to work for you. Look, I'm coming in the chat. That's what it said.
I don't even know.
You see, nobody knows what to say to that. Internet Explorer.
No.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Oh, I do know that at my work, I have to, they're like, oh, no, you can't use Firefox. It doesn't work. You have to use Internet Explorer. What the fuck?
Oh, if it's a Microsoft application that you're accessing, like.
It's not a Microsoft application. Well, that's right. The thing.
Well, I'm just saying, there's lots of plugins and crap that doesn't work. That only works for, I'm trying to think of what the, there's a sharing software. There's a bunch of sharing software out there. It's only for Microsoft.
Laster, I don't know what is up with your voice today, or maybe I'm just extra horny, but it's very nice.
Well, we can talk about that after the show.
I'm going to sit on your other knee, so.
Okay.
I got you. I got time.
All right.
What were we talking about again?
I think I've had way too many almonds. Girls, if you want your sex drive to be good, eat almonds.
You know, I think I need you to quit. Yeah, back up. Mm-mm.
I'm just saying. Eat almonds.
We're out of control. No. Okay.
Okay.
We got other stuff to talk about that happened.
I have some interesting things to talk about.
Yes, please do tell us.
So, I don't know if you guys remember the Saxy Awards last year for Team Fortress 2.
Heard nothing about them. You just mentioned them, but please do share.
Yeah,
so
please,
last
please.
Year there was a basically there was a they had just Steam had just released or Team Fortress 2 had just released their in-game video capturing application. Basically, it's just for Team Fortress 2, and so then to celebrate that they held the Saxy Awards, Saxxy Awards. And basically, it was if you could post up a video that was under a minute on YouTube. And then you could also submit that video to a link, and basically they would judge them. And if you won, they would give you a special in-game weapon that only the Saxy Award winners would get. And every time it was a wrench, when you hit people and killed them, it would turn them into a golden statue. It had a really big following. A lot of people voted for it. And so this year they brought it back again, just in time for, of course, the release of the Source, video player, I guess the one where they.
I thought you were going to say the Source Video Music Awards. I was like, does the Source still exist? Didn't they go away? Anyway, go ahead.
So they released their professional video editing tools that they used for all the Team Fortress 2 shorts about a couple months back, and so of course the Saxy Awards are taking advantage of that. So you should get started right away because November 30th is when they're going to announce the winners. And the reason why that is because the Spike Video Game Awards on December 7th, that's when Valve's going to announce the winners. Yeah, I know. That's the only bad side about this is they're kind of teaming up with Spike a little bit here. But here's the thing. With G4 going away, I mean, where else are you going to go as a gamer to watch?
New dot givenatrix.com. Very good. Awesome.
On television.
New.givenatrix.com.
Givenatrix.
There you go.
I just thought that was interesting. I plan on at least, I'm not going to be entering because I don't have time to make a nice little short, but I will be definitely watching them with interest. They're always pretty funny.
I thought I'd throw that in there.
That's kind of cool, though, but no.
What'd you say?
We need more places. We need more places to go. Wait a minute.
Look at the chat room.
I don't want to go to Spikes. Like, it's such a guy thing.
Hey,
look, I'm in the chat room. That right there is Internet Explorer. You know what? He wants me bad.
Oh, my God.
IE wants me bad. Do you hear me? Bad.
You're still making that noise. But yeah.
Well, that's my mic. That's nothing to do with IE, but they want me. He wants me bad.
Okay, don't do that. Seriously, don't do that.
Don't do what?
That noise.
What noise?
He doesn't.
The noise you made.
I am not making noise. That is my mic.
No, it was
no.
Sexy noise.
Yes. No, moaning. No moaning. She can't.
That wasn't me. That was laughter.
No, that was you. You went.
No, that was you. What are you talking about?
You kind of went.
That was not.
That was you.
You.
I can't handle it today. Just move on.
You know what?
Do it, Corey.
No, I know what I'm going to do. See, right here on my desk, I have a bottle of Louisiana Original Hot Sauce. You keep that up, and you're going to drink this.
Oh, she still had that whole Southern Mama thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
she did, didn't she?
That's hot. Hello, guest.
I'm going to put it on your fingertips so you rub your eyes.
If you'd like to join in with our chat in the chat room, you up there in the right-hand corner, make an account, sign in, come back, and chat with us.
And keep your hands above the desk.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Do not take pictures.
Oh, no. No, you did not bust out with
that
shit. Know
what? At givenatrix.com.
Yes, if you take pictures, send them to me.
Yeah, we always tell them that anyway.
And if you look up there at the top of the screen, we got call in to seek of the host. There's a little Skype button. Hit that. Okay,
here's a...
dirty to me then. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we talk about Blizzard?
Oh,
no,
God. Oh, yes,
no,
We have to.
Why?
We have to. Because we've been waiting all week.
Uh-oh.
We've been waiting all week.
I'm going to get a drink while you talk about this. Go for it.
No, you were going to sit right here and take it like a man.
For like a year. For a year. Corey and I, and I think Snow too, had all been telling Blizzard has been hacked. All our information has been stolen. It's out there. Blast Argus. My fucking account got hacked. No way. You have an authenticator. You can't be hacked. I've got an authenticator. Our information is still stolen.
My account was hacked not once, but twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
See that?
And I had
different email
addresses on there, too.
Finally admitted to it, and now there is a class action lawsuit. I want my whole $1.
$1.
Yeah,
that's how much you usually get for a class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
I thought that's how much you're authenticated. Here's the thing.
A long time ago, God, how long was it, Corey? My account was hacked, and they actually took my highest level character, was a Defenite, an orc Defenite, took everything off of her, soulbound shit, bags, everything, sold, all of it. All of it was gone. And then they took the gold, and they basically moved her to a PvP server. I don't know why they moved her to a PvP server, because I don't PvP. That's not what I do.
That's why they knew you would come back and try to take it.
But I had to call Blizzard, and I had to pay to move her back to a PvE server, because I don't PvP.
You had to pay for that shit?
Yes, they wouldn't pay for it. And now I'm pissed off, because I want my $25 back. I'm very angry. I still am. Like, I have a grudge against Blizzard, but I kind of like Pandaria, so I keep playing. But anyway, and then I find out later I can't log onto my account. And once again, someone had tried to hack into my account, and they were using the old email address that I was using to open up another account. And when I talked to the guy on the phone, he was like, oh, yeah, that's a known hacker. Then why the hell did you allow a known hacker to use my email address to open up an account?
The answer to that question, you'll have to pay me $89.95.
Yeah.
A credit card.
Jeez.
Blizzard is much more than I have to say about the money. I don't even want to talk about them right now. I'm pissed.
But they pushed those damn authenticators, tried to get you to buy the little keychain.
They don't do shit.
Well, they have the free one now. You don't have to pay for it anymore. You have a free one. You can just download it for your
phone. No, that's only for the iPhone.
No, I have an Android phone, and I have it. Sorry.
Well, then you need to argue with Blizzard because they're saying they charge for it. Maybe they were nice to you.
It was, no. I went to the Google Play Store, and I picked it up right off of Android's Google Play Store.
Are you sure you didn't pay? Let's just say it.
Especially like the little keychain ones, it has to have some sort of already pre-generated list of numbers.
It's an algorithm. It's an algorithm. That's all it is. Once you understand the algorithm, then you can get all the numbers.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So it's hackable. And it's been hacked.
And they have admitted to it.
We've been on them forever about this.
Right.
I know I have. I've been bitching about this for ages.
Well, see, here's the thing, right? So I went through transition lately with them because at the first I thought, okay, Blizzard, you know, they've been around for a while. They seem to be very responsive to customer requests, yada, yada, yada. And then I ran into the botters in the auction house.
Yep.
There's a botter that came online in our auction house, and the first time he came through with his first iteration, they took care of it, and, you know, he was gone right away. And the second time, they'd be giving me the runaround. I went to three different submitted tickets, been told to do three different things to report the botter. The latest thing they told me was I have to click on him in-game, and I have to report him. It's really hard to do that when the guy never logs in. He does it all from the website. Because you can do all your auction house stuff on the website. So the guy never logs in. So how am I going to click to report him?
Wow, that is kind of crappy.
Reporting him to a GM. Don't you think you can handle it? Aren't you a GM? Do you not have the ability to handle it?
Apparently not.
No, so it's ridiculous. And the guy, I can go on the undermindjournal.com, and I can see he has over 300 activities a day, and he's on 24 hours. He's posting 24 hours a day. Come on, super easy to tell it's a bot.
Wow, that's nuts.
That's ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, nobody has ever really called them on what they do. And like I said, when did I contact them? It's probably been about a year ago. And I started asking them, you know, any care to comment on the fact that, you know, it looks like you all have been hacked. And the only reason I know is because whoever decided to hack or tried to hack my account, I played, wow, all of 7 days, exactly. It was a 7-day free trial. I played, and I was done. And any other game that we had, I think, Blast, you were trying to get me to play StarCraft, so I went to go try to download that, but we never did play. So I didn't use that account either. So, you know, I was getting the email saying, oh, your account's been hacked. You need to come and log in. Click here. No, that account should be gone. So they were mining, they had a mine for information and found out I had an account, but they didn't have everything. So if I was stupid and clicked on the link, obviously they would have everything. But Blizzard never responded to what we said. Period. Sent them a link to the show. I don't know why they wouldn't. They aren't going to. Now, even EA, as big as devil as they are, if we say something in the morning time, they have a comment before we get back. Apple, we've had even comment back to us. Blizzard said not a word. Not even no comment. It was just nothing. And then here a year later, oh, sorry, we were hacked. We were going to tell you, but. And that's upsetting.
It is. I don't like it when a company doesn't come right out and admit, hey, I made a mistake, you know?
That's too much like work.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right. We got to move on to another topic. Because Blaster's feeling threatened, he said.
That's no, I'm done.
No, I'm kidding. He just sent me a message that he's feeling threatened. And that he doesn't appreciate the fact that, you know, we're coming on to him sexually and then...
No.
And then we just suddenly
I'm used to it by now. You always come on to me sexually.
Through.
You never follow through. Excuse me.
That's what I said.
I know. Okay. Sorry, I was too busy lamenting the fact that you never follow through to listen to you say that you never follow through.
No.
All right. Y'all, every day. All right, wait a minute. What were you talking about, Blaster? Didn't you have something you were telling us?
No, we
pulled you off topic. Okay.
I was talking about the Saxy Awards, and we already finished with that. So.
Okay, so I'm all lost now.
You are lost. That's okay, though.
Suck it. And my pages won't load. Okay. So we have to talk about TH. What?
Nothing.
You said something?
No, I didn't, actually. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to talk about who turned 10 today.
Who turned 10 today?
Xbox Live.
Yay!
Oh, right.
That's right. Happy birthday.
No, I got an email this morning. Not a happy birthday.
Why is it not happy birthday?
Because... You're taught so a service that exploits people and gives and makes them pay for something that they can get free with other consoles and other.
No, wait, no. I'm going to stop you. I normally would not. I would let you say so that I can hang you properly, but I'm going to interrupt you because we're celebrating that they turned 10 because what they did was revolutionary. This is the last advanced ahead of the curve thing that, you know, Microsoft did was create Xbox Live. Keep in mind, the only other people before that who did something similar was the Sega Dreamcast. The PlayStation didn't have a network where you could talk and play with other people.
I could break it to you. PCs and the internet did it first. Sorry.
That doesn't really count as a console blaster since it's multi-purpose.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that they did the whole multiplayer thing first. They just
Say multiplayer. I said being able to play on a console. They're the first console to do it. We've had consoles around for a while where, you know, the Nintendo 64 could not put on a headset and play, you know, Mario Kart with your friends. So they did something amazing. And for that, they do deserve a little bit of praise. Thank you, Xbox Live, and bringing the gamer community together. Before, all we were was standing in the electronics boutique store trying to find someone to discuss things with that had to do with gaming. So we do owe them a debt of gratitude for that. So happy birthday, Microsoft. You now suck, but you didn't then. What was the first game? I asked Ginger this morning if she could remember. What was the first game each of you played on Xbox Live? Do you remember?
Fable. Because you brought me on it.
It is true.
Because I was like, I don't want to do any of this. I don't care. I just want to play games. You're like, join Xbox Live. Oh, crap. Fine.
Yeah, but you played. You had a blast. And you were angry because you didn't have a headset. Kept calling me. I don't have a headset. I don't know what you're trying to tell me to do. And I'm mad. I want to be able to hear what you say. I can hear you. I can't answer you. Okay, so Blaster was the first game you played.
I think you forced me to play Halo with you, and then I realized that after a couple, I went on a date like 3 times, and that was it.
I never played Halo with you.
Yes, you did.
Mm-mm.
I'm pretty sure you did.
I think you got me confused with some other chick.
I'm pretty sure you did. And in fact, I think that also Zandy was there at the time. So there were two people we were playing with.
No.
Yes.
I don't think that was me. I think that was just Zandy.
I'm pretty sure it was you.
Which Halo I'm talking about?
It was like the Halo 2.
See, now I know it wasn't me because I did not play Halo 2.
I didn't play anything else but Halo 2. That's the only one I've ever played online.
That's why you did not play with me.
Mm-hmm.
My first game was a Mech Assault.
It was what?
Mech Assault, because I was there on Xbox Live from the beginning.
I never even heard about Mech Assault. Wow.
Mech Assault is a horrible, horrible game. I remember I got home and I was like, when I went to pick up my Xbox, you know, they were going on and on about Xbox Live in the store. I was like, what the hell is Xbox Live? I got home and I connected everything up and sat down and logged in and clicked the button, went to go play multiplayer with a bunch of boys who were like, are you a girl? Yes, it's a girl. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's a girl. Well, see, no, this was the very first time I heard it. Remember, this is brand new Xbox Live. They really had no clue. They were really amazed. Dude, it's a girl. She's getting salt. And I was like, I hate this game, and I don't like any of you either. And I left.
No, I remember, I think it was, God, you know what I'm not even going to say, but I was playing Final Fantasy XI, and I was in a group, and we were just chatting, whatever. And then it came up to the point where, man, I know that, we talk about guys playing girls, whatever. I say, well, I'm actually a girl because I was playing a Mithra, which is like a cat person. No, you're not. Yeah, I'm really a girl. No, you're not a girl. Girls don't play this game. I'm like, all right, sure. But last time I checked, which was like 10 minutes ago. I have a vagina.
It's okay, boys. It's not contagious.
And trust me, you wouldn't be able to touch it anyway. Thanks.
Now, Coffee saying he believes that Microsoft is going to be the last console standing. Sony's dying, Nintendo's dying, he says.
The only reason why
I don't know about Nintendo
dying,
but
Microsoft is the last one standing. The only reason why is because they're moving away from it being a gaming console. They're moving towards being an all-around entertainment system.
That would be.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think Nintendo's going anywhere. They haven't been going anywhere for a long time.
I don't think necessarily they're going anywhere. Now, Coffee, you need to go check the Wii U spec, seriously, before you say that. We have that argument here all the time.
Oh, God, let's not do that again.
He's new, so I'm going to give him a short education. You have to go and see what Nintendo does first before you count them out. This is how they always get the other two and everybody else. Y'all never see it coming because y'all never check to see what it can do.
Know thy enemy first. Exactly. Know thy enemy.
However, that being said, for some reason, even though I've seen all the specs and I've heard the reviews from the larger sites that have had their hands on a Wii U, that they love it, it's awesome, it's amazing, wait till you guys see it. What the fuck is up with Nintendo? Well, they're not saying anything. Usually by now, because we got less than a week out before the launch, usually they are like, bam, they start doing the commercials, they start showing you, you know, just a little bit of what they can do. And I'm just like, what is the holdup? And I wouldn't cite Game Informer as a source.
Yeah.
Game Informer is owned by GameSpot, and they're going to say whatever it is they say.
Here's the thing. All the developers are saying really nice things about the Wii U. Mm-hmm. That is not always the case. As you know, with Sony, developers have been very vocal since the first couple of consoles that it's really hard to program for. That's like the first thing you always hear about the new PlayStation. It's really hard to program for. We don't really quite understand the full potential of it. We're going to try to learn the full potential, but we don't quite understand it. That translates to it's really hard to deal with, and we really don't feel like it. Right, and that's what ends up usually happening. So you hear about Microsoft, oh, Microsoft's really easy to program for, yada, yada, yada. Now they're saying the Wii U, they like it. They said it's actually, somebody called it next gen, which I don't even understand why. I forget who it was that said that. One of the developers was claiming that it was a true next gen console or whatever. I don't know. I would never discount Nintendo because they're always going to have something that somebody that's going to appeal to some group that's going to keep them around. So, I mean, Sony may give up. Sony may give up and pack up their toys and go home, but I don't think Nintendo's going anywhere for a while.
I think they all need to reinvent themselves, and Nintendo's good at doing that. I don't know what's going on with them in the advertisement, but they're not saying anything.
PC will rule them all eventually.
I have a theory because of the different things that have been going on recently with it that we have seen. We have seen that there's going to be a first day update, and we've worried about what the what it's going to offer for these other people.
Which one?
Not, the Wii U.
It's Wii U. Yeah.
Wii U. And I'm a little bit sleepy, so I'm trying to keep my brain on track here. But I worry because of the first day update and what we've heard and what we haven't heard. You're right. We've not seen any commercials. As I'm worried that they are going ahead and pushing it out, even though it's not ready, and that there's going to be a bigger update 2-3 months down the road, but it's actually going to be ready, and that one's going to be the one they push come January.
Of course there is. That's how it always works.
They're good at doing that, though. They do that a lot. But think about all the iterations we have of the 3DS, the Nintendo DS. You got like 8.
Well,
this is how I consider it. They come out with something, and it's kind of like a test. And like, okay, well, here's a product. That's kind of like a beta for hardware, and you don't even know you're betaing it. They're here. Try this. This is our new product.
Xbox
customers are like, customers are like, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks. Oh, okay, well, let's come out with a new version and fix all this stuff. Here you go. So it's like beta testing hardware, but you don't even know you're beta testing. You're paying like hundreds of dollars for this shit.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if, because the economy has been in a slump and it's just now starting to pick back up, if they're kind of banking on that come Christmas, is that everybody's going to be, you know, laying low, and then once January hits and all the income tax checks comes in.
Well, you know, Nintendo doesn't do that. The only two companies that raise and lower their prices according to whatever is Microsoft and Sony. Nintendo, whatever price this Wii U is, it's going to be that way until we get the next
$300.
Yep. Yeah, $350. They're not going to raise it. They're also going to do the price gouging thing that they do because they're very very much sticklers about that. Anybody caught, you know, selling the Wii U for above price, you don't get it again. Who is it? Amazon? Who lost it? Kmart? Somebody didn't have a Wii U. They're not selling it. They won't be having it.
I've heard people saying they're disappointed about the pricing, though. I've heard a couple of those. Not saying that it's expensive or by any long shot, because the PlayStation 3 still takes the crown for that. Plus, older systems are more pricey when you compare, you know, what people were making back then versus price. But people were saying they're disappointed that they chose the $300 price point. So.
I don't know why people are upset because they made it affordable for you. How are you mad because they dropped the price?
I think they were
how much the Xbox or the PS3 was when they first released?
That's $300.
Well, the Xbox was $300. The PlayStation 3 was $600.
Yeah, you could get there was a $400 and $600. I think.
It didn't really make a difference to me. You might as well have said buy a mansion in Bel Air.
Wasn't the original Wii like $200?
$250.
Okay, they're expecting, I guess, Wii prices for the Wii U.
No, I heard people that are complaining because they dropped the price. That's what I've been hearing all day. Why did they drop the price? It's stupid. I don't want it. So you want to pay more?
Who said that? Who's the idiot that said they would rather pay?
It is on, I want to say Moron.com. Yahoo International. It should be Moron.com. I don't know.
It should be Moron.com because that's what you are. If you're complaining about prices dropping, that makes you a moron, honey. I'm sorry, but it does.
Because I want my console cheap and good.
Right. Well,
like I like my men.
Well, I'll tell you this. my whole thing, and this is just me coming as a PC gamer, is I hope the consoles all die out because I am sick and tired of stupid, crappy console ports for my PC games. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't need you to pick my video settings. I can do that myself. Thank you very much. I'm going to say. I'm a snob. I know. That was a very snobby thing to say, but
It's not. You're a PC gamer. Everybody has, you know, you got your fan boy and girls about anything. But you have to have those. That's how you survive. Coffee, what is with you? You are, see, fanboy in the room, Game Informer. He's saying that Nintendo employees comes with the game and they're paranoid about their stuff being stolen. They should
there
be.
There are other websites you can read. There are other opinions.
I don't think, I actually happen to like some of the articles that come in Game Informer, but one of the ones I like from Game Informer happen to be the historical articles talking about like the history of games and stuff. Yeah, I like those.
Yeah. But keep in mind, again, they're owned by GameStop. GameStop has their bottom line that they have to watch out for and things they have to say and can't say. And also, they're a magazine, which a lot of companies are starting to say, going the way of the dinosaur, because you have to get a magazine together months before you put it out. So by the time it even hits the shelves, it's already behind.
Yeah.
So you're a little late with your news there, Coffee. You got to catch up.
And I'll poke and prod the new guy.
We have to give him a hard time. This is just because we like you. You get all the attention because you're okay.
You're shiny.
Okay, and speaking of which, apparently, this just came out earlier today, right after we did the news. Apparently, this morning, the Wii U pre-orders, they're more than double. Wait a minute, let me get this right. 1.2 million pre-orders for games. And they said that's an attach rate of 2.4. That's more than double of what GameStop saw for the Wii launch, they said. So they're already doing well.
That's good. But you have to also understand, when the Wii came out, people were really, like, skeptical of it at first. There was a lot of skeptics out there about it, right, until they got their hands on it. So pre-orders, I don't think, are the real tell. What's going to really happen is if 2 to 3 weeks after the Wii U has been out, if you can't find one anywhere, that's going to be the telltale sign that they've got to hit.
You couldn't find Wii 2 to 3 weeks either.
You could find PlayStation 3s. You could find Xboxes. You just could never find the Wii. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. They'll know they have a hit if 2 or 3 weeks out, if people are just like, where's the Wii U? I think I saw one over
there are
Target.
There's no good games for the Wii U.
You know what? We can't argue. You have a legitimate fan, boy or girl, in the room. And this I'm kind of likening him unto the what was the one I told you the guy I ran into in GameStop that was screaming at me about the PlayStation?
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, no,
yes.
He didn't. Did he really just scream at you in the middle of that?
Yes. And I were like, oh, go to the car and get my knife.
Wow.
Reach to the bottom of my purse and get the Switch.
I'm just saying, Steam will rule them all from day. I'm a PC fanboy, what can I say? Steam will rule them all.
Well, I love all consoles and games equally. I just like to see innovation. I don't care who does it. That's why we've been harping on City of Steam so much. I don't care who does it. I don't care what platform you put it on. Just make it good.
Let me see. We're still speaking Assassin's Creed 3, Batman Arkham City, Battlefield.
I just want to see what
they're going to do. Batman Arkham City is a rehash. You can't.
No. We saw the footage from that. It's not exactly a rehash.
I know, but let me just
it's
hear me out.
It's FIFA 13, and everybody fucking loves FIFA for some 13. Reason.
Hear me out. The arms. Even people that were in the Wii U corner were like, yeah, this is really not much to talk about. That is not something to talk about. That's like it's a junkier port. It's like a bad port of Arkham City. That's what I heard.
Mass Effect 3.
That's a great game. That's a good deal.
Again, I just want to see what they're going to do with it that hasn't been done already. That's what's going to be
the thing. Corey's right. You're 100% right, Corey. It's not about the third party games, right? Because Nintendo's problem. Well, Actually, I take that back. It is kind of about the third-party games for Nintendo, because Nintendo's problem is their first-party games are awesome, right? Mm-hmm. They always make great first-party games, and they're always the most popular games in the system. It is really what has made or broke previous Nintendo consoles has been the third-party support. What Ginger's pointing out, and I think this is the right thing to say, is that there are lots of third-party developers stepping up saying, we're going to develop for the Wii U. And if that's the case, then you know Nintendo's going to bring it with their first-party software, right? And
yep.
It's not looking bad for Nintendo. It's actually a good time to jump on this because of the fact that the Xbox 360 is getting old, PS3 is getting old, Nintendo's finally caught up in the graphics with them. I mean, it's a good time for them. It really is.
Now, here, and I keep saying my wish list. Xbox, I know you have Surface. Can we actually get a handheld? PlayStation, you had a handheld, and you fucked it up. Why would you? Not, and I'm not talking about the Vita, by the way.
The Vita wasn't supposedly that bad, really.
It's not bad. I got to hold it and play. It's a little fragile. They always make fragile consoles, and you can't do that when you have little people playing with your console.
I'm sorry, hold on. Coffee, there is two of Zelda coming in 2013 or early 2014.
Yeah, they are.
Again, please, step away from the one tiny little website that you read.
No, the magazine. Yeah. That's fine.
Or magazine, sorry, the one tiny little magazine that you read, and get some real news.
To be honest with you, the last Zelda game was shit. That's what I heard.
I did not get to play it, and it probably did not do well. I didn't pick it up. I didn't hear great things about it. And it's hard for me to say that because y'all know how I love Link. Oh, I love you, Link.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about the Xperia Play, and we talk about this in the morning all the time. We keep hearing the developers, even at PlayStation, at Sony, at Nintendo, at Microsoft, that are saying, we're trying to keep up with the mobile market. That is exactly where you have fucked up. You already had the hardware to put together your own cell phone that played games. You had it there in your hand. You had it right in front of you. Before any iPad came out, that's all you had to do was say, you know what, we should make a cell phone that plays games.
Didn't Engage do that?
Engage did that, and they did well for a while.
For a little while. You know what it was? Because people realized their games were kind of shitty. And that was Engage.
That's what it was.
And I think it actually was Engage's third-party support was not there, was not present.
They didn't have any, but they had one or two good titles, and the hardware was not bad. And Sony already made the Xperia Play, which I do not like having a contract phone, but I was like, I'm going to go Verizon and get me one of these motherfucking Xperia Plays because I got to have it. I want to be able to play games. If they would just do that, they keep trying to think outside of the box. Hey, let's put Netflix on here. Fuck Netflix. Your gamers, the people who actually put you where you are, if you give us something like that, a gadget, a little small gadget, it's a phone. I got Skype on it. I got my World of Warcraft on it. I got my GTA. I can just pull out and play anything anywhere. I'm buying it. And it could be $600. Just let me have it. I will pay for that to put in my pocket, in my purse, in my bra. I'm saying, I'll do it. Oh, y'all are laughing. I carry my DS around.
Nah, I bet you do. I bet you do. That's the first place I'd look for it, though.
Wow.
I got plenty of room, though. You know those other two don't have room in their bra. I got plenty of room in mine.
Right.
Girl, I ain't got room for nothing in my bra.
You know, I ain't checking the trunk because I know there's no room back there.
No, there's no room.
You know that. In the trunk, I know.
I mean, I ain't checking for games down there. I'm checking for other things, not the games.
Hey!
Incest.
Oh, my goodness. No, out of order already. Anyway, we're hoping that they do well. We have to kind of root for Wii, too, because the industry as a whole suffered a loss this quarter.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you one thing I have to say. It better just not be Microsoft by itself, because here's the thing you have to worry about with that. Because you know what Microsoft does with power, right? They abuse it.
Yep.
So gamers are just going to lose if that's the case. And I don't think it's going to happen. Like I said, and to be honest with you, Windows 8 is Microsoft's attempt at making the blurring the lines between PC and between consoles. I'm telling you right now, I think they're going to rip the whole...
And they can shove it where the sun doesn't shine, because that shit is not going on my tower.
Windows 8 is a piece of shit, and I'm not using it either. But what I'm trying to tell you is that this is Microsoft signaling to you that, hey, we're going to try experimenting with this, and if this works, you can kiss every console goodbye, because we're not going to invest in hardware. Why should they invest in hardware anymore, right, when all they can do is supply the OS and sit back and collect the royalties from that?
Well, right? They've been doing that anyway. That's, but they got into the hardware game so that they could get just a little bit more control, just a little bit more. On one hand, that is so gangster. On the other hand, fuck you, Microsoft. I'm not putting in Windows 8 on my shit either. I don't have a touchscreen. And if you give me something I can't take apart.
Yeah.
And I want to stress, I mean Microsoft as a conglomerate. Of course, we have lots of friends that work at Microsoft whom I adore and love dearly. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about as a conglomerate. Fuck you. And of course, you wrote in on, no, I'm not putting Windows 8 on my computer. Not happening.
I cannot understand.
Amen.
I cannot understand businesses wanting to even get, like, I cannot imagine that Windows 8, that frumpy desktop on my work computer at work where I'm coding and doing all the work.
It would work if you work at McDonald's, you know, place where you have to touch the touch pictures.
I'm sorry, but my job does not entail me asking people if they want fries with that shake. That's Corey calling me on the phone.
I'm looking at, okay, from a sanitary standpoint, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait. When did it get sanitary? And wait a minute, I have to say something. It was a request. Ryan, boy, get back to work. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm talking from a sanitary standpoint, okay? Let's say you work, I don't know, in where are you?
That new dashboard update is shit. I hate that fucking thing.
So you have your...
What? I missed that.
Wait, let me tell them. So you work, you remember, okay, snow is not knowing. Okay, so you have the Windows 8 desktop. It's the tiles, right?
Uh-huh.
You go and buy a brand new computer now. Because remember when Frankie was having issues, I went to go look at new PCs. So maybe I'll just get a new one, get Windows 8, and, you know, be done with it for a while. One, the computer they were going to sell me is very much like a Mac. You cannot take it apart. The screen is a big old ass touch screen.
It's a big old what?
Big old motherfucking touch screen.
Oh, no, I know. I know. I already had a couple customers call in with Windows 8, and they were like, can you help me? I was like, fuck if I know.
Well, I got all the manuals on it, so I can help. But point being is, I really don't want to be at work with somebody that picks their nose, and they come and touch my screen. Look right here, girl. From a sanitary standpoint, as a germaphobe, hell no. No, I don't want
that. Girl, and you know good and well, there are going to be
turn.
No, they're going to be worse things than boogers on people's fingers.
Yes. And, of course, you know what's going to be funny? You know you're going to have the grandma, like our grandma, so you see the plastic on her couch. She's going to leave the plastic on her screen.
I don't want to ruin my screen. Let me just keep that plastic up there.
Exactly. You don't suck up and scratch up my screen, boy. Go in there and wash your fingers. Wash your fingers before you
don't
put them on.
Don't be touching my computer unless you wash your fingers.
But I'm telling you, this does not sound nasty. It's nasty. What were they?
It totally is. It is totally, totally.
It really does look disgusting. Anything touch screen kind of grosses me out. I don't like people using my iPhone purely because I touch the screen on it. I don't want anybody touching it. Don't use my damn phone. It's mine.
I usually, if I borrow somebody else's phone that has a touch screen, I usually use my knuckle. I don't use my fingertips.
Yeah, I do the same thing because it freaks me out. I'm like, dude, I don't know where those fingertips have been.
Well, I don't want to leave any of my germs. My germs might kill you, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know what's on the screen. I don't know what I got on my fingertips. I don't want to spread anything.
Speaking of which, we got to talk about this before we go because I just need to hear Snow's reaction. Okay, so This morning Ginger and I finally found a zombie movie that scared us.
Right. Oh, my God. I know. I forgot about that. Oh, okay. That's what I needed right before bedtime. Oh,
I'm sorry. I had to tell her World War Z with Brad Pitt.
Okay, see, I'm not watching that shit. I don't like zombies. No.
I know you don't like them, but you know how Ginger and I are like, oh, it's just zombies. No, that shit scared us this morning.
See, that makes me feel better. Because, I mean, just because I get scared when I tried Left 4 Dead, I think I tried that once. I could play it for maybe 5 minutes. I was like, fuck this, I'm done. I'm going to go back to WoW.
It was not that. It was the fact that it introduced a new thought that we had not thought of. Because, you know, Ginger and I have in the mornings, we talk about zombie contingency plans and Blaster, I'm about to cut you.
I'm talking in the chat room. Thank you very much. But
I'm still going to cut
you.
But we had not thought that the zombies can climb each other. So we're thinking we're high up. We're fine.
Wait. What game is this?
This is not a game. This is World War Z.
Yes, zombies. You got to deal. Stop talking to us. You got to deal. Hey, be nice. Be nice.
I don't like Dells either, I have to say. But
was made for me, so it's like a badass gaming computer.
That's what I bought from them, and that turned out to not be upgradable at all. Anyways, continue. Yeah.
So World War Z. We had not, the Ginger and I are planning out our zombie contingency plan, you know, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm up high, I'm in a brick room, they can't get me. And then I go watch this trailer, and the zombies are climbing each other. And it's not slow climbing. They're, like, running up each other like a mountain, you know, every time.
That's creepy. Why do you have to tell me this before I go to bed? Well, you know I get freaked out by zombies, and you're going to tell me this shit. I'm going to have to play, like, Dragon Age or some shit.
We're scared, too.
I don't care. It doesn't make it better that you told me before bedtime.
Oh, but we have another plan. See, Ginger says she's going to make it this way, and then we're going to go to the ship channel. I'm going to secure the boat. So if y'all just head this way, I got it. All
right. That's good. I'll keep that in mind.
But we do have a – wait, what is it we said, Ginger? You can't just come on the boat first. We have to examine you if you haven't cut.
Yeah, you got so much as blood splatter on you. You're off the boat. I'm sorry. I don't know whose it is. It's tainted. I don't care. You're going over the boat. You're going to have some rocks tied to you.
And?
There's none of this float.
And you have to bring something with you so that we can, you know, we some seeds,
you
some soda.
To contribute. I got no space for you.
Closed containers only. Please do not come in there with your open containers.
Damn. Y'all turned into what's it called? TSA.
Yes. Yes, we're trying to live.
Obviously. Is that what the TSA is doing when they all molest you and shit? Because I got to tell you, last time I rode on an airplane, I got molested.
I got robbed, and if I see that bitch on the street, she knows who she is.
I got molested. This guy was like spent far too much time feeling up my boobs. I'm like, God, there's nothing in there.
Excuse me, ma'am. Hold on a second. I need to check again. Could be
hiding
something.
Hold on.
What is this? What is this? What is this? Why is this squishy?
That is my boob. But that's my tit you're holding right
I'm
there.
Sorry. There's something hard in here, ma'am.
That's a nipple.
Now, see,
Ma'am, what kind of liquid is leaking outside from underneath your legs there, ma'am?
Oh, ew. Ew. Ma'am, you want to touch his Windows 8 after you? Go ahead and touch his Windows 8 right here.
You can squeeze a little harder. Just like that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to need a cold shower after the show. It's been fantastic. I love it.
See, if you listen to us more often, you would have won yourself a Game Boy here, DS, and we can all that stuff away.
That's because we're badass like that. Blaster, do you have music? Because we have less than 3.
I'm already doing it.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
All over top of your mess.
And you're giving away keys. Prefer you either on top or behind. Just say,
hey, we're giving away keys.
Okay. To check it out. Support them. They're awesome. Tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Corey and Ginger. I'll be working because my supervisor is mean. Anyway, he's going to yell at me for that, but I don't care. And then tune in on Tuesday for Pixinista, where we talk about virtual fashion. We're your favorite pixel fashionistas. We're bitchy. We know it. We don't really give a fuck. Okay. And that's all. Favorite if you like us. Favorite if you don't. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Night, bitches.
Try and cop my style, but I'm the real thing. Oh, you played sports, I played Magic the Gathering. Never earned your part in this society. My Aquaman pajamas suit my pedigree. Watch my next gen every night.
Shall we just get to the
head mirror, and bring my
the guild.
I like it.
Thank you.
No. I'm the one that's cool.
Lightning. That song is awesome.
I love that ending.